Hello, everybody. It's Pod Vader here again with another one of those Blog Talk Radio Fantasy Expert League updates. I am still doing extremely well in this league, and introduce you to the guest who joined me today. He is Gary Davenport of the Fantasy Sharks. Gary, how are you today?
Oh, doing well, sir. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. We went head to head 2 weeks ago, and it was really my pleasure then because I was able to eke out a victory 154.9 to 146.45.
Yeah, that started me on a 2-game losing streak. So, you know, thanks for that.
You know, that's what I'm here for. You know, as we can now have the 2020 hindsight, the difference in this particular matchup was you starting Shane Vereen at running back, and he blessed you with all of 1.6 points. But also you had Martavius Bryant, and that was his first game back, and you left him on the bench. If you had played him, you would have beaten me.
C'est la vie, such is life. And Vereen, Vereen hasn't been as steady a part of the New York offense as I really anticipated he would be this year. But that whole offense has been so herky-jerky this year. I mean, some weeks the Giants look fantastic. Other weeks, not so much. But unfortunately, the weeks that are not so much seem to be the ones that I've got Vereen in my lineup.
And, you know, as I look at what I did, I've had this season where, you know, I keep playing wide receiver roulette. I have fairly decent wide receivers on this team, but I always seem to leave the wrong one on the bench. And it, again, didn't prove to be a horrible thing because I ended up winning. But I ended up playing Eric Decker over Steve Smith. And I remember I wasn't sure if Steve Smith was going to play in this game or not. And then he ended up playing and he went off, which was good for Steve Smith. But here's another fantasy question I have for you, because I'm fortunate enough to have Rob Gronkowski in this league, and I do have Gronk in a couple other leagues, but I also have a few other leagues where I don't have Gronk and I cannot seem to find the right tight end. Is it just me, or is it Gronk or nothing at tight end this year?
You know, I thought going into the season it was essentially the Gronk or nothing. The drop-off there is just, it's staggering. I mean, not only is he putting up the most points at the position, but he's far and away the most consistent option at the position. I mean, before it was, you know, last year it was essentially Gronk and Jimmy Graham and then everybody else. I mean, yes, this year Greg Olsen's having a nice year. We've seen guys like Tyler Eifert come on, but even there, a lot more hit and miss than Gronkowski. So, the fantasy owners that spent that first-round pick on Gronk heading into the season, you know, I can't fault the pick. I wrote an article for Football Diehards for their magazines over the summer where I postulated that it really wasn't insane to consider taking Gronkowski first overall, if only because he gives you such an edge over every other team in your league at that tight end position. And so far this year, he hasn't done anything to prove me wrong.
Yeah, in most of the leagues where I ended up getting Gronk, I took him in either the second or early third round. And that was just based off of everyone saying, if you want to pick him in the first round, go right ahead. I don't believe I took him in the first round in any of my other leagues. But yeah, Gronk has been a godsend for me at tight end. I'm so glad to have him, 'cause he's definitely powering my team. Now, you mentioned you went on a 2-game losing streak after you faced me. How are you feeling in this league? Do you think you can make a push here towards the end?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still liking the team overall. You know, it's competitive enough. They're going to keep me in it. You know, given how badly Jeremy Hill has let us down to this point in the season and the Redskins running game has been all over the place. So Matt Jones / Alfred Morris haven't exactly done a whole lot for us. And the quarterback situation we have isn't fantastic, although hopefully the installation of, God, I love this name, Jim Bob Cooter as the Detroit Lions' new offensive coordinator will help out Matt Stafford a little bit. You know, we're solid at the wide receiver position. I like what we've been able to do with defenses, you know, streaming for the most part. We started out with Carolina and rode them for the first few weeks, but we've been flipping back and forth a little bit since then. You know, we're 4-3. We're still in it. Just got to get to the playoff. I'm not one of those. I don't look at the playoff matchups for week 15 and week 16 and try to figure out what I'm going to do there. I'm focused on getting to the playoffs. I take each week as it comes, cross each bridge as I get to it.
Did you ever watch the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, actually, I made a Dukes of Hazzard joke when I had Bleacher Report in an article about the Lions when they installed Jim Bob Cooter as the offensive coordinator because they fired their offensive line coach, and I asked which one of the Duke boys they installed as the new O-line coach, whether it was Bo or Luke. I just hope it's not Coy or Vance because nobody likes Coy or Vance.
No. And I know Cooter was a character on the Dukes of Hazzard, but when I hear Jim Bob Cooter, all I hear is Roscoe P. Cotrain doing his coo, 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 coo.
I think he's the new special teams coach.
Roscoe P. Cotrain. That'd be awesome. Right. So as I look at the standings right now in the Experts League, we have the Sports Gal Pal somehow still on the top of this league with Mark Morales Smith, who's representing Scout Fantasy, basically tied with her. Then I'm coming up here in third with Jeff Ratcliffe and you tied in fourth. Matt Chatham right behind you guys. Ashley Williams of Her Fantasy Football and Joel Hennard bring up the rear. So, yeah, you're right there in the middle. You got a good chance of shooting up. The problem is I'm still just going to continue dominating this league. That's my plan.
Well, there you go. A healthy amount of confidence never hurt anyone, especially in fantasy football. We shall meet again, sir, in the postseason, and I shall have my vengeance.
Ooh, I look forward to it. Let's see, who are you facing this week? It looks like you, sir, have Joel Hennard, so you get to feast on the bottom.
Hey, I'm all for feasting on the bottom. I honestly, and I know a lot of people look at their fantasy matchups and examine who their opponent is. I pay absolutely zero attention to who I'm playing in any of my leagues in any given week. I don't pay attention to who they're starting. I'm not concerned about it. It doesn't matter because to me it doesn't affect who I'm going to start. I'm trying to put the lineup out there that I think is going to get me the maximum number of points no matter who I'm playing. So I just don't even look.
You know, I try and do that myself, but as I scour waiver wires and I'm playing my wide receiver roulette and I'm like, oh, do I want to pull the trigger on this guy or do I still believe in this other guy? I don't know. I can't bring myself to drop him. I'm like, in one of my leagues, not in this particular league, I have Sam Bradford who's on the bye and I'm at that point where I'm like, well, do I really want to stick it out here with Sam Bradford or is it time to say goodbye? What do you think?
Oh, it's hard to say. That's another team that's just been all over the place. I mean, and even in the weeks where the Eagles have looked good as a team, Bradford hasn't necessarily looked great as an individual. I mean, who thought entering the season that, you know, all the talk that Bradford was getting, that Blake Bortles would be sitting there with more fantasy points than, you know, guys like Matt Stafford and Bradford and bigger names. And Alex Smith at this point in the season is a top 12 quarterback in a lot of scoring systems. It's just been a weird year. Meanwhile, Peyton Manning, over the first seven games of this season, has put up worse numbers than Tim Tebow did for the Broncos in 2011. And Tebow ran the ball, too.
That's a scary stat. That's a very scary stat. If I'm a Denver Bronco fan, Ashley, it might be time to say goodbye to your quarterback.
I think we're going to see. I mean, yes, the Denver Broncos are 6-0, and they've ridden a phenomenal defense to that record. But I think Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers, we're going to see what happens when that phenomenal defense just isn't enough.
I agree. Gary, it's been a pleasure. Continued luck to you in the league until you face me in the offseason.
Well, hopefully, like you said, I can feast on the bottom this week, get off the schneid in this losing streak, and move my way back up the standings so that I may have my vengeance.
Gary, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find my, I write about the NFL for Bleacher Report. I write about fantasy football, usually the individual defensive player side for fantasysharks.com. Find me on Twitter at IDPSharks. And you can find us on Blog Talk Radio Thursday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Football Feeding Frenzy, where we pick some matchups for the week, talk about how bad Thursday night football is, you know, the usual.
Except this Thursday night, it's the Patriots. It's never bad when the Patriots are on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see, you know, the Dolphins have been getting a lot of run these past couple weeks since Dan Campbell took over, and they've rolled a couple bad teams over these past. This is a litmus test for just how good the new-look Dolphins really are.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. Check out his podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and I will talk to you again tomorrow on Next Fan Up. See you then.